for wash and clean, use deep cleaning Octadol.
Octadol in deep cleaning.
Octadol's own marker. All over America, the news is up, and everywhere there's a tremendous amount of talk and excitement about deep cleaning Octadol. Women are getting washes so wonderfully clean and white they can hardly believe it. They're discovering that deep cleaning Octadol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash they cut, the leading short cut though. Now, this fact was demonstrated to women recently, and I'd like you to hear from Mrs. John Rising of St. Bernard, Ohio, who attended the demonstration. Here's what she thought.
Well, in this washing demonstration, I used my clean clothes. At least, I thought they were clean because I just washed them with the leading suds the way you told them. And then they washed those clothes over again. Well, this time, with deep cleaning Octadol, you just didn't see the dirty wash out. It came out of those clothes, for I thought they were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Octadol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Rising. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to try. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Octadol and see for yourself how much dirt Octadol can get out of your clothes. And even more surprising, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Octadol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. And your clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Octadol. Yep, Octadol is really thick. Deep cleaning clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep cleaned, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Octadol.
Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Octadol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, just when we thought cousins would be exposed as the hypocrites and swindlers we know they are, they did some clever lying. And now, Ma, Faye, and the rest of the folks just don't know what to believe. Generous, sentimental Ma just hates the idea that her own cousins might be unworthy of the love she's given. Ma doesn't know Sylvester's newest one, played on Evie, to keep Evie's and Willie's money. That's what Ma's going to learn today. Well, it's shortly after supper time now, and Ma's upstairs. She hears the front door open, and Ma calls,
Is that somebody at the front door, Faye? Are you there, Faye?
Yes,
Chester? Oh, evening, Chester. I'll be right down. Oh. Here I am, Chester. Why, hello, Chester. Do you like that Faye is down here? Oh, you got the kitchen door closed. I think she didn't hear you.
I tried to get you on the phone, Faye. I was telling her I was here, but the line was busy. If I'd have waited to try again, I'd have missed my bus. Reckon you don't have to guess too hard to figure why I come over now.
Yes, I reckon I can guess. You want to know what happened today with the cousin?
That's right, Ma. And I won't even apologize for being nosy. So, what happened, Ma? Can you bring joy and gladness to old Shuffle's heart and tell me the cousins are packing their bags right this minute with Constable Jim Cookie standing over them while they're doing it?
No. No, they've been talking with them.
Ma, you ain't telling me the cousins have wiggled out of this one, too.
Maybe there wasn't nothing to wiggle out of.
Nothing to wiggle? Ma. Well, here, let's sit down. I kind of feel like the floor is shaking. Did you say nothing to wiggle out of?
Yes, let's sit down, Chester, dear. You know, it's all mixed up. I just don't know what to say. What to tell you?
Well, tell me first, yes or no. Did the cousins admit they took Willie and Mary's life savings for that fool mining stock? Willie himself stood right here in this house and told us what they'd done. How could the cousins deny it?
They didn't deny it, Chester. They said they was just the middleman. They passed the money on to this friend of theirs out there. The one whose mining company it is. Myers, I believe it's the name. Cousin Sylvester and Cousin Ed say they wasn't in the deal themselves.
They wasn't in the deal themselves. Sylvester shows up with a new car just 3 days after Willie hands in the money. But he ain't in the deal himself.
Okay, Moses. Let's leave that past for the moment.
Next question. How about them lies which Sylvester told you? Them lies to you and to say both. Time after time.
Sylvester said that it wasn't no lies, Sylvester. Sylvester said he was just following his friend's instructions. Just saying what his friend, Mr. Myers, told him to say. Trying to protect Mr. Wise and Billy Bull. Just following instructions.
Just following instructions. But what kind of instructions? Oh, that don't even make no difference. The main point is this, Ma. You act like you believe this cop and bull story the cousins handed you. Do you believe it? Ma, well, can this be my own Ma Perkins? You mean to tell me you do believe it?
But I can't just see how and why I'm assuming it. I see you trying to hurt me on purpose. Don't you know what's going through my mind and heart?
Oh, I do, Ma. I do, I do. They're your cousins, Paul's cousins. You just hate to believe bad about them. I ain't hurting you on purpose. But fact's a fact, Ma. Fact. They ain't fancy. And it ain't you or me who's bringing the hurt around here. It's them, the cousins. Oh, Ma, I rode over here on the bus with such feelings, such emotions. Maybe everything's going to be okay again, I said to myself. Maybe I'll sell my lumber yard in Middleborough, and I'll come back to Rushville Center. Everything will be the way it used to be, before the cousins come to town. And Ma will get Willie's and Evie's money back from, and Willie will come back to his old job, and there we will be, just like we used to be, forever and always again. And my mind turned to you, Ma, and how you must have suffered today. Neil and them cousins was their own lives. So I figured how I'd set with you tonight and try to ease up your suffering. To help Ma forget them wounds which the cousins have left. Then, my emotions and feelings coming over on the bus, Ma. Now what do I find? Horn swaggled again. They've wiggled out of it again. Cause Ma won't never be convinced until everything's gone to rack and ruin. Not just Papa, not just Willie and Evie and their life savings, but Ma herself. Say, the lumberyard, everything, everything. Well, I can tell by the way you're sitting there, Ma, that, like always, I've talked too much. Okay, Ma. Maybe I shouldn't bother you no more with this cousin business. I only didn't mean to help out, but if this breaks up you and me so terrible, I'll just stay away, Ma. You can pretend like yourself and didn't say nothing.
I could never pretend that, Chester. And you may be right, Ma. But you see, Chester, there's lots of things in this world which we can't never exactly forgive. They're all bad, all bad. You do something, maybe you've got the test before you can look back and find out whether you've done right or wrong. What have I done? I helped some cousins who need help. Why is that bad? To this minute, I don't think that that was so impressive. But now, for reasons that nobody can understand, my taking time to do good just resulted so far in things bad. We've got to wait and see. About this money, we're living over it. Maybe Sylvester is telling us the truth. Maybe he is. Don't you recognize how we got to wait and see? The Carcessa. What if Willie and Evie made money on the deal? As I understand it, they put up $1,700 in cash, plus $300, which they owe Sylvester himself. What if they get back a profit? Then is the deal a wickedness on the part of the cousins? No. Cousins been a favor for our Willie and Evie. Ain't that true?
Yes, Mom. That's true.
Well, he knows it's in cash. Could I ever forgive myself if right tonight I went up to Cousin Demeter and I said, I don't love you no more, Demeter. Or if I went up to Cousin Ed and Cousin Sylvester and said they couldn't work in my lumber yard anymore. And then it was true that they'd done Willie's favor. They are giving Willie back his money, you know. They're writing a letter or sending a telegram to this man out west that he should buy back Willie's stuff.
They're what? They're giving Willie back his money?
You didn't understand that?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't say it. Yes.
Oh, yes, but he really needs his money to live on until he gets a job, and they're giving it back to him. Anyhow, they're trying.
I'm going to say something real terrible, Ma. I don't believe what you just said. I won't believe the cousins are going to give the money back to Willie till Willie shows me that money in cash. No, sir. 'Cause, Ma, I still don't believe one word the cousins say.
Well, I know how you feel, but please don't say it to me. And until it's true, otherwise, you've got to believe the best, not the worst. I can't go around being suspicious of my own family. We'll find out soon enough about Willie's money, and then... Somebody?
Yeah, I believe it is somebody coming in or going out.
Hello?
Yeah, it's Willie. In here, Willie.
Yeah, hello, Willie, dear. In the parlor.
Hi, Chuckle.
Hi, Willie.
Holy smoke, Mother, down to see. I absolutely don't know what I'm going to do.
Why, Willie, son? What is it?
Effie, the money. Sylvester got a hold of Effie, and now Effie don't want to turn in the stock. Effie don't want our money back. I told her we need the money to live on until I find a job, but Effie says we can mortgage the house. How do you like that? Mortgage the house.
Willie?
Did you say Sylvester got a hold of Effie? Is that what you said, Willie?
Yeah. And Effie says we hurt Sylvester's feelings asking for the money. And now Effie says that we can...
There you are, Ma. There you are once more. For the millionth time, the cousins are wiggling out of it. Give Willie back his money? Not a chance in the world. They're pulling the strings and Effie's dancing. Now do you believe me, Ma? The cousins are bad. Willie's money is gone. And Ma... Ma Perkins, she just sits there and lets it happen.
Ladies, if you have a really big wash to do each wash day, you'll especially welcome deep cleaning Oxidol in the giant economy size package. Well, you'll find that this giant economy size Oxidol will do almost any family's wash for a whole month. Yes, just one giant economy-sized package of Oxidol can do a family's wash for a whole month. And what a wash you'll get with this deep cleaning Oxidol. A wash so sparkling clean you can see it's clean, feel it's clean, even smell it clean. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, ask your dealer for deep cleaning Oxidol today in the giant economy-sized package that does most any family's wash for a whole month. And so, Effie would rather mortgage the house than hurt poor Sylvester's feelings. And what's Ma going to do now? And more than ever, Duffel feels that he's a voice in the wilderness. Well, Duffel makes one last appeal to Ma tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.